got it. Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. And, of course, I know that your English will improve. Today, we're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to play some table tennis. Let's see here. I have a ball. But it's no fun to play table tennis alone, and it's no fun to play without a paddle, right? Well, today's lesson is called A Table, a Paddle, and a Ball. And wait, I definitely need a table and a paddle. Maybe I can find a table inside, and perhaps Gabe might be interested in playing some table tennis. Well, friends, today we are talking about table tennis, and we're going to talk about ping pong. Okay, what are we waiting for? Let's go inside and see if we can have some fun. Follow me.
A table, a paddle, and a ball. Table tennis was invented in the late 1880s. Game makers wanted an indoor sport that would be as popular as the outdoor sport of lawn tennis. Table tennis was first called ping pong, which describes the sounds the ball makes when it hits the paddle. Ping pong became a trademark in 1901, so several years later, the name table tennis was adopted. The rules of the game are not complicated. Two or four players can play. They alternate, serving the ball every 2 points. Whoever wins the rally gets 1 point.
Welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 trademark 这个名词。Trade 是指交易，所以 trademark 就是指注册商标。例如 Macintosh's trademark is an apple with a bite taken out of it. 麦金塔这家公司的商标是一个被咬一口的苹果。Trademark 不仅是一个 logo, 也可能是一个字或者是一句话。例如 Nike registered its slogan Just Do It as its trademark.Nike 将它的广告标语 Just Do It 注册为它的商标。Trademark 也可以指某人的标记或者是特征。例如 Since Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts' dazzling smile has become her trademark. 从麻雀变凤凰这部电影开始，茱莉亚·罗伯茨灿烂的微笑就变成了她的注册商标。继续我们看的是 alternate。这个动词 alter 这个字根有其他的意思，所以 alternate 是指轮流或交替。注意它当动词的时候 ，n 后面的 a 发成长音的 a， 念成 alternate。例如 ，My husband and I alternated driving as we traveled from Los Angeles to Denver。我先生和我从洛杉矶到丹佛的时候是轮流开车的。注意 alternate 也可以当形容词，意思是指轮流的或间隔的。这个时候 N 后面的 A 就要变成 A 的音，念成 alternate。 例如 The patient goes to physical therapy on alternate days。 这位病人每隔一天都会去做复健。
Okay Gabe, I have the ball and now we just need some paddles and a table. Gabe, you told me you were going to bring a table. Where's the table?
Rebecca, you asked for a table.
Yeah.
And so I brought the table. It's right here.This white table.
This is the table that you brought?
You wanted a table. Here it is.
We're not going to be able to play table tennis with this table. What were you thinking?
You want to play table tennis?
Yes, and where are the paddles? I asked you to bring the paddles.
Well, I have the paddles right here.
Okay, good.
So I guess we'll just have to play on this round white table with no net.
Seriously?
Yeah. This... I don't know how useful this will be for our brains or our bodies.
I guess next time I'm going to have to be more specific and specifically tell you what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I say we get started with our lesson for now.
Yes, I'm going to leave this right here. Okay, so our lesson says, table tennis was invented in the late 1880s. Game makers wanted an indoor sport that would be as popular as the outdoor sport of lawn tennis. So, table tennis was made to kind of imitate tennis?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That's what it sounds like to me, too.
Exactly. And it is a lot like tennis, right? But it is played indoors. Hence the name table tennis. Well, we read on, table tennis was first called ping pong, which is the name that I prefer to use, ping pong.
Ping pong.
Hey, yeah, if it was first called ping pong, could we say that it was initially called ping pong?
Gabe, you just thought of the word that I was thinking of too. If you say that something was first called something, you can replace first called with initially. So table tennis was initially called ping pong. And initially just means originally or at the beginning.
That's right. This word doesn't appear in our lesson, but it's a great one to know for this situation. For another way of how to use it, you could say Hazel initially just wanted to visit, but she ended up staying for more than 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Wow, you never know what might happen if you visit a place, right?
Exactly.
You may end up staying for 20 years. But we're talking about table tennis here and how it was initially or first called ping pong, which describes the sounds the ball makes when it hits the paddle. Now, is there a word, Gabe, that we can use or that describes the sounds that something makes?
Yeah, actually, this is one of my favorite words from English class in high school.
What word are you thinking of?
It's a long word.
Okay, well, I like long words.
And it's got a strange spelling.
I like words with strange spellings that are long.
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
That's right, onomatopoeia.
Try saying that 10 times fast. Onomatopoeia, onomatopoeia. That's a long word.
Right. And so the idea is that there are some words that sound exactly like the way they are spelled or written.
Ooh, like ping pong.
Mm-hmm. Like ping pong. Mm-hmm. A lot of noises that animals make, we give them words in different languages, right? So a dog, we would say a dog barks. B-A-R-K. It sounds like a dog barking, right? Bark, bark. Rebecca.
Yes.
Do you know what the Chinese word for bark is?
It's like wah wah.
Yeah, close.
Wong wong.
Yeah, wong wong.
Wong wong. That's what it is.
So wong wong is an example of onomatopoeia.
So a dog says wong wong. A cat says meow meow.
Exactly.
So cute. And of course, the ping pong sound is ping pong. Okay, so back to ping pong or table tennis. Ping pong became a trademark in 1901. So several years later, the name table tennis was adopted. The rules of the game are not complicated. Let's pause for just a moment and let's talk about the differences between complicated and difficult. If something is just really complicated, that just means that it involves a lot of different parts, so it can be difficult to understand. Whereas if something is difficult, that just means that it requires skill or effort.
So the idea here is that the rules are not complicated. It's not difficult to learn how to play ping pong, but what might be difficult is learning how to master this game and get really, really good. It might be difficult to play against certain people.
That's right. 2 or 4 players can play. They alternate serving the ball every 2 points. Whoever wins the rally gets 1 point. So it might look something like this. Are you ready, Gabe?
Exactly. Okay, well, Rebecca, I think you need to put the ping pong ball on the table.
On the table?
Yeah, and then actually take it off the table.
Off the table. Gabe, let's learn more about this in the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, what should we talk about today?
Well, I haven't made up my mind. So everything is still on the table.
That is an excellent choice. Let's talk about what we mean when we say things are on or off the table.
Now, if you are in a meeting, you might hear the word table used in a few ways. If it's used as a verb, let's table that. It means that you are setting something aside to discuss it later.
But if a topic or item, especially in a negotiation, is on the table, it means that it is still something to be considered or talked about.
We are planning our tour dates for next year, and we are considering the different locations to perform. It's still early in the process, so everything is on the table.
But as soon as Rex's team decides what places aren't good choices for the tour, those places will become off the table. When we say something is off the table, we are trying to communicate clearly that either it is no longer an option or a topic for discussion.
通常我们都会把 table这个字当名词使用， 如果当动词是表示搁置。 譬如在开会时有人说 let's table that， 就表示我们先把那个议题搁在旁边， 稍后再讨论。 那on the table是什么意思呢？ 直接翻译是摊在桌面上， 也就是指列入讨论的事项。 例如 that topic is on the table， 大家正在会议桌上讨论那个事项。 相反的， 如果是off the table， 从桌面上拿走， 好，挪开， 就表示那个事项已经不被考虑， 不在讨论的范围内了。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Okay, Gabe, are you ready to play some ping pong?
Isn't it obvious?
Great. I have a ball. And I have a paddle.
And here we have a table.
And we've got a table.
Remember, Rebecca, yeah. You get to serve it twice, and then it's my turn.
Okay, great. Here it goes. Oh, yeah, one point for Gabe. But, Gabe, you didn't hit the table, so actually, that point goes to me.
Well, we have a different table, so we have different rules today, Rebecca.
Well, you didn't share that up front. Anyway, let's continue learning about ping pong. Are you going to go find the ball?
Right.
Yeah, okay, go. Okay. Let's do this.
A table, a paddle, and a ball. The first player or team to reach 11 points wins a game, unless both sides reach 10 points. In that case, the first to go ahead by 2 points wins the game. The number of games played depends on the type of contest. Who is the greatest table tennis player of all time? As a nation, China is the undeniable champion of table tennis. But the greatest player of all time is Jan-Ove Waldner from Sweden. When watching Waldner play, don't blink, or you will miss him winning the point in a single swift shot.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 undeniable 这个形容词， UN 是否定的字首， 所以 undeniable 是指无可否认的或者是千真万确的。 例如, it's undeniable that these two fell in love at first sight. 这对情侣绝对是一见钟情。它的副词是 undeniably, U-N-D-E-N-I-A-B-L-Y. 例如, Jeffrey is undeniably the best chef in town. Jeffrey绝对是这个地方最厉害的主厨。如果去掉自首的UN, deniable就是指可否认的或者是可否定的。 例如, the fact that the company's finances are in trouble is no longer deniable. 这家公司财务出了状况这个事实已经再也没有办法否认了。 最后我们看的是 blink 这个动词 blink 是指眨眼例如 I always blink when people take pictures of me 别人帮我拍照的时候我总是会眨眼睛 blink 跟 wink W-I-N-K 不太一样 blink 就是纯粹的眨眼睛但是 wink 的眨眼睛是用来使眼色的例如 the cowboy smiled and winked at the boy and left 这位牛仔跟这个男孩微笑又眨眨眼然后就离开了 blink 也可以当名词例如 in the blink of an eye the little girl was abducted 一眨眼的功夫这个小女孩就被绑架走了 and now let's get back to our teachers
Well, Gabe, that was a really good game of ping pong that we played earlier.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And we know who won. Me.
Well, right. Rebecca, I think we need to go over the rules again.
Okay. Well, one thing we do learn concerning the rules is that the first player or team to reach 11 points wins a game. I guess I only got 1 point.
You didn't even get 1 point.
Why?
Because the rules are different with a small white table than they are with a regular table tennis table.
Okay, fine. Let's just discuss the ping pong rules with a ping pong table.
Okay, ping pong table. Well, for either table, for either kind of rules, I suggest that the winner has to win by two. That means when you get to 10 points each, then it's game point.
Game point. That's actually a really good word that we want to discuss. Okay, so our lesson says the first player or team to reach 11 points wins a game unless both sides reach 10 points. Now, you see these words game point. They're not in the lesson. But this just means or refers to a situation in which there's one player. He's kind of at that place where he's ready to win,And he just needs to get one more point, then he'll win. That is the game point.
All right. And so, of course, it could also mean that both players are at that point as well. Then, of course, it's game point. And that's how I usually use this phrase. If it's tied and somebody just needs one more point, then we could say it's game point. But just like Rebecca said, in some situations, let's say one person has 10 points and the other person has zero,You could still call that situation game point.
Right. Now, it's really interesting concerning game point because with ping pong, actually, the team has to win by 2 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's really difficult to have a game point because he has to win by 2 points.
Exactly. So sometimes, or in some games...The winner must win by two. And that's basically the idea here. In that case, the first to go ahead by 2 points wins the game. You need to win by two.
And to win by two just means that, well, you're 2 points ahead of the other team. 2 points ahead of your opponent.
And so what sports require a player to win by two? Perhaps volleyball or badminton. It depends on how you play. Sometimes you need to win by two.Sometimes you just need to win. You just need to win by 1 point to win the game. But in this game, we see that the winner needs to win by two.
We read the number of games played depends on the type of contest. Who is the greatest table tennis player of all time? Do you know, Gabe?
Well, not before I read this lesson.
Okay.
I might say Forrest Gump, because in the movie Forrest Gump, he learns how to play table tennis, and he becomes a master. He becomes a pro.
Okay, that's a great answer. But
he's not real.
But he's not real.
Yeah.
Well, our lesson says, as a nation, China is the undeniable champion of table tennis. However, who is the greatest tennis player of all times?
All right, well, let's see if we can pronounce his name, all right? It's Jan Ove Waldner. Jan Ove Waldner from Sweden, yeah? So he is the greatest player of all time.
That's what our lesson says. When watching Waldner play, don't blink like this. I just blinked. Or you will miss him winning the point in a single swift shot. Let's take a look at this word swift.What does it mean if something is swift? It just means that something happens quickly Very quickly, actually.
Yes, of course. You might recognize the word Swift if you love the singer Taylor Swift. That is her last name. But Rebecca's definition was, of course, better for our lesson. Now we're talking about something that is very quick and smooth, right? Some robbers or thieves are very swift. Magicians need to be very swift with their movements if they're going to be successful.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Ready? See my tennis ball.
Wow, this is so exciting. My first lesson with a table tennis coach. I'll be a true table tennis athlete soon. Now, let me see. Do I have everything?
Hey, you must be the new guy.
Hey, great to meet you, coach.
Well, great to meet you, too. Now, are you ready to play?
I sure hope so.
Okay, great. So, tell me, what are you working on right now as a player?
Sure. Well, not to brag, but I studied a lot before this lesson. Let's see. Well, table tennis was invented in the late 1880s. Oh, and did you know it wasn't called table tennis until 1901? Before that, it was only called ping pong.
Oh, no, no. Well, I didn't know that.
Also, it's the best sport out there for a healthy brain.
Okay, that's good to know.
Ooh. And did you see all of the great equipment I got? I got all the latest and best gear for playing.
Hey. Hold it for just a second.
Huh?
All of that is really good to know, but how much have you played?
Played? Well, sure, of course I've played. I mean, in a way.
Okay. Well, how much?
How much did I play?
Yes.
Well, I had a very vivid dream about playing.
Okay. Well, then let's get started with some warm-up drills. Now, let's start using that paddle.
Huh. Playing. Okay, so I,
99, 100. How many times can you bounce the ball on your paddle?
How many times did you think you just hit the ball?
100.
Oh,
I could have gone longer, but.
Yeah, right. Well, good job, Gabe. It was fun playing table tennis with you. Look forward to our next game. And friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Look forward to our next lesson. And we'll see you right here on Studio Classroom.
Okay, ready to host.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.